This is Nick Hood, pastor of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the medical center area of Detroit. And I've been on a little hiatus, a little time off from the podcast, not because I don't like the podcast, but because I've just been trying to figure out what direction I really wanted to focus on. And I think I know where I am right now, and I want to thank those of you who listen to me. And let me share with you the new direction. The new direction is, I think I'm just going to focus on prayer. A daily prayer, a weekly prayer, but prayer. And these are prayers that are particular to me. They are personal prayers. They are private prayers. They are passionate prayers. And I want to share with you a prayer that I uttered to myself last night. I had a good day yesterday. It was a Sunday. I felt like even in the midst of a pandemic where, you know, our boiler is down at the church, it was cold inside, but I thought I preached well. We had a virtual service. I have a great team of media people, all church members, all volunteers, and a great team of musicians. And we were all fired up, ready to go yesterday. And I thought I had a good message. I talked about multitasking in Jesus and how the Lord can help you with your focus in life. And when the day was over, I went out for a walk with my wife along the lakefront. We have a wonderful lake in Detroit called Lake Sinclair. It flows into the Detroit River. And my wife wanted to go for a walk, so I went with her for a walk. And I like walking along Lake Sinclair because it reminds me of the Sea of Galilee. I don't know how many of you have been to the Sea of Galilee, but Lake Sinclair, in some places, is close enough where you can see the Canadian border from the Michigan border. And Lake Sinclair opens up or flows out of, whichever way you're looking at it, the Detroit River. And so we went along the lake last night, and when we got back, my wife told me she was hungry. She said, "Nick, I think I want to get a pizza." So I said, "Fine." And we went back home and fooled around, putzing around. But eventually, about 7:30, she said, "I want to get a pizza." I said, "Fine." And I thought she wanted me to just run out to Buddy's Pizza or Pizza Populous. But she said, "No, I don't want to go that far. I want to get a pizza at that place our son Noah likes, called Belle Isle Pizza." And I'm saying to myself, and trying not to show it on my face, I'm saying, "Lord, why does she want to go to the Belle Isle Pizza?" I said, "You know, at night, that is not the safest of areas. It's right next door to a liquor store. The Belle Isle Pizza greets you behind bulletproof glass, and they give you your pizza through a bulletproof glass." And I'm saying to myself, why in the world does she want that? But, you know, we had these unwritten rules about what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? And I hope I don't come off as being sexist or a dullard or a dummy. But the last thing I want to do is to present myself as weak in front of my wife. The last thing I want to do is for my wife to look at me and say, "My husband is afraid." And then she volunteers to want to go with me. And I'm saying to myself, boy, I wish she would have chosen another pizza place, a place that's safer than this. You know, why do we have to do this tonight? And but I didn't want to let her know how I really felt about it. So I began to pray a little prayer to myself. And I want to share with you this prayer. And at the conclusion of the prayer, I want to tell you what happened when we went to the pizza place. So let us pray. This is the prayer that I prayed last night. I wrote it down before we went to the pizza place, I penned this little pizza. I mean, this little prayer. And it goes like this. Lord, as I head out to pick up a pizza, protect me, Jesus. This day is almost over, and it has been good. As the curtain of life begins to drop on the little stage of the remainder of this day, I thank you for walking beside me all day long. It has been a good Sunday, and I thank you. Bless me now in the waning few hours of this day. If I choose to work a little longer, bless me with favor. When I lay my head to go to sleep, grant me sweet dreams and uninterrupted rest. Bless me now with joy. Bless me with peace. Bless me with love to give and a willingness to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So that's the prayer that I uttered to God last night for protection in going to get a pizza. And let me tell you what happened when we got to the pizza place. The positive thing about this pizza place is it's only a few blocks from my house. If I really wanted to, I guess I could have walked there. But it's night, it's in Detroit, and in an area where I wouldn't want to walk. And so I drive there. My wife insists on going with me. I get a parking spot, and I'm praying to myself the whole time, protect me, Lord, as I go to get this pizza. And as I get out of the car, I lock the car, because my wife is still in the car. And as I turn around from the driver's side going toward the back of the car, who should come out of the liquor store but a young man? And as this young man comes out, you know, it's almost as if the Holy Spirit is telling me, keep your eyes and your head open because you're going to run into somebody. And sure enough, this guy is coming out of the liquor store with nothing in his hands. And I look at him, and before he can say a word, I go to the rules of the street, which is real simple. You know, if you're facing somebody and you don't know who they are, you think they may be a threat, sometimes it's better to approach them than to look like you're running away in fear. So I walk toward this young man, even though I knew that the pizza parlor was a little closer to me than it was to him. But I walk toward him before I turn into the pizza parlor. And as I walked to him, I kept my eyes fixed on his eyes. And I looked at him, and I almost broke into a smile. And I said, how you doing? And I think I caught the guy off guard. Then I turned into the pizza parlor. I went there. I knew that this pizza was going to cost $19 and some change. And I'm praying to God that the pizza is ready. I look at the young lady who looked like a trainee and an older lady behind, both of them behind the bulletproof glass. And I looked at them and, you know, the young lady said $19 and some cent. And I presented my little $20 bill and she took the, you know, $20 bill. She gave me back change. And then she put my square box of a pizza into this bulletproof glass receptacle that allowed her to slide the pizza out without her getting hurt. Now, don't even think about me, the patron. You talk about who's worried about getting hurt. And but she slides out the pizza. I take the pizza. And I walk with the pizza back to the car. And I get in the car, and we ride home. And even to this moment of this next day, I have not spoken to my wife about my concerns about protection while getting pizza. And so I go home. Denise and I split that pizza. She gets a piece, I get a piece. I'm watching Sunday Night Football. And I publish this piece, this prayer for protection with a pizza. Going to get a pizza, I published this prayer on WordPress.com. I have a blog. It's called Nicholas Hood III Ministries at WordPress.com. I published the prayer for protection when getting a pizza last night. And, you know, I got about 100 responses from people almost immediately. People began to respond. And finally, one lady said, "I hope you were safe in getting your pizza." And I wrote her back, said yes. And the pizza was good. It was surprisingly good. But it really touched me, the number of people who were concerned for my safety last night as I prayed a prayer for protection when going to get a pizza. Now, what's the lesson in this? There are many. One is, you and I ought to pray all the time, even for the little things. Not just the big things, but the little things. Number two, you don't know who's really praying with you until you utter your prayers in public. And that's what I saw last night. And I want to thank, I don't know how many of them are looking at or listening to this podcast, but I just want to say I thank you. I want to thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for Denise. Thank you for those of us who live in urban areas, tough urban areas. I want to just share a common prayer, a prayer for all of us, that the Lord might protect us, the Lord might grant us favor, the Lord might grant us peace, the Lord might grant us joy, and most of all, that the Lord might grant us a love to give and a willingness to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this prayer, share with a friend. Thank you.